Jones. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 26, 1902. My dear brother Jones, I have been up since 12 o'clock. I wrote till 4, and then lay down and slept till 6. I do not know where to address my letter to you, but I wish to write you a few lines, telling you that I received your short letter written just before you went to Battle Creek. A few days ago, I found the letter that I then began to you, unfinished and unsent. I want to tell you that your letter is of great value to me. It makes my heart glad and causes me to praise the Lord. I thank you for writing as you did. I praise the Lord that you have accepted the testimony that He sent you. I know that the Lord desires you to be a strong man in Him. You are a strong man in the knowledge of the Scriptures, but sometimes you speak inadvisedly, and this hurts your influence. Be very careful how you speak before the people, and be sure not to take positions that will cause you to be misunderstood. The Lord has a work for you to do, and He desires you to be wise unto eternal life. The following words were spoken to me for you. I was instructed that it would be by heeding these words that you would preserve your influence for good. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, verse 12 to 15. Mark the word, let. The peace of Christ will come if you will give it a place in your heart. When you give this peace a welcome, all with whom you come in contact will notice that you speak with the gentleness of Christ. Your words and manner will be pleasant. In the past, your manner has been harsh, abrupt, repelling, and this has led many to doubt whether you were a Christian gentleman. In this, your example has not been pleasing to God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Verses 16, 17. These scriptures contain the lesson that I am instructed you must learn by daily practice. Then you will be kind and courteous, and your deportment will ever be marked by Christian politeness to all. Your influence for good will constantly increase, and those who associate with you will say, "What hath God wrought?" Elder Jones has put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him.